Commandment number 8, thou shalt take advantage of every selling tool. Be aware of all the possible ways to sell your service. Don't assume that your business will stay with you just because you've been going to their school for years. Stay ahead of the game and continue to court your customer base. Don't expect to be able to afford a website, 4-color flyers, and a secretary your first year. However, even without all those frills, you can take advantage of every tool available and within your budget. As your budget allows, you can add the extras. The number one selling tool in the traveling magician's bag of tricks is a toll-free phone line. Customers make buying decisions based on the ease of buying. If your number is toll-free, they will be more likely to call and schedule your show instead of the competitor with a long-distance number. With today's heavy phone company competition, toll-free numbers are within access to everyone. My number is piggybacked on my residential phone number, and the cost is the same as a regular long-distance phone call. That means it's only pennies a minute for a customer to call and book a program. Well worth the expense. The number two most important selling tool is a fax machine. Very few schools today will not have a separate fax line. Fax machines allow you to instantly fax a flyer to a principal while you're on the phone with them. This one machine can often bring a faster close to your sale and prevent a second phone call. This ability to fax while you're on the phone will require a second phone line. However, this is also a wonderful feature considering today's ability to use email. Instant access to information and transferring information is a key in selling within our fast-paced society. Number three is a headset-style phone. This is, of course, a luxury tool, but extremely efficient while booking schools. Your hands are free to make notes and write down directions to schools. The cost of these are now extremely affordable. Number four is advertising flyers. This area was covered earlier in commandment number one. Remember, be unique, be different, be creative, and above all, be yourself. Don't advertise outside of the image you are marketing for yourself. Number five is thank you notes. Once again, this area has been covered on several other commandments. Be aware that thank you notes are not only a good habit and show character, notes of appreciation also build relationships that result in sales. Number six is newsletters. Newsletters are one of the greatest ways to stay in touch with your customer base and keep them aware of your progress and new programs. All your customers will fit into one of three categories. Number one, customers that buy you all the time. Number two, customers that buy you some of the time. And number three, customers that never buy you. Newsletters tell the all-the-time customers that you are still successful and growing, and reassures these customers that their decision to always buy you was a good one. Newsletters tell the sometime customers that you are doing well and plants a seed in their mind that they should buy you more often. And finally, newsletters put your name in front of the customer that will never buy you. The more your name is in front of these potential customers, the more likely they will switch up to the sometime buying category. Your newsletter doesn't need to be any more professional than any of your other printed materials. Be sure to keep the same image within your newsletter as the rest of your marketing efforts. Ask for help to proofread the articles and make every effort to mail out error-free materials. English teachers spot mistakes immediately. Number seven is personal visits. This method has been discussed earlier in detail. Number eight, postcards. Many entertainers use postcards as a second or third mailing to remind customers of the product. Postcards also do the work at a lower cost of postage. This is a cost and labor effective method to add bookings to your calendar. Number 9, giveaways. Giveaways will often come back to you in a positive way. It is vital that your giveaway match your product or business. Many businesses give away ink pens or keychains. In my opinion, unless you are in the ink pen business or unless the ink pen you give away is incredibly unique, it's a waste of money. Be creative and choose a giveaway that matches your image and business. Under commandment number 1, thou shalt use printed advertising effectively, I mentioned a peanut giveaway I used. I sent a single peanut to my mailing list. A peanut is one of my logos symbolizing human potential. For the mail out, I sprayed painted real peanuts gold and placed them in a small box with a card explaining the reason for the peanut. Although it was nothing more than a painted nut, many of my customers kept it. Many of my customers called me to book programs, and many said they kept it on their desk as a reminder to call me in the future. It was truly an inexpensive giveaway that matched my business image. If you're going to spend money on a business giveaway, find one that matches your image. Giveaways with school shows should also match the image or theme of the show. For a self-esteem show, I did giveaway ink pens. However, the pen was shaped like a ruler, and printed on the side was, "You measure up." Number 10 is your website. I do believe in the power of the web. However, many beginning performers may not be able to afford a website or may not have the skills to build their own. I chose to pay professionals to build my site. It cost a little more. However, it would have taken me much longer to learn the skills needed to do it myself to save the money. I chose to use my time to make money instead of using my time to save money. The website selling tool is listed number 10 on my scale because I think it is a wonderful thing, but it is not the most effective selling tool for schools. You do need a site to prove you are a professional in the marketplace. However, the number of bookings that you will get as a direct result of your site will probably be small. Don't assume that just because you have a site, the world will come surfing. You still need to advertise to make your customers aware of the site. A get-rich-quick form of advertising hasn't been invented, and the website won't bring miracles, so don't expect them. Email is also a wonderful selling tool. I am now starting to collect email addresses from principals so I can notify them of new programs in the future. I have noticed that the principals that I have a relationship with are eager to provide their email addresses. However, 1 or 2 time bookings seldom want me to bother them on their email. This once again proves that selling is about building relationships. And finally, number 11 is business cards. Business cards are, in my humble opinion, the worst form of advertising. Many magicians assume that just because they have a business card, the world will come knocking on their door. It just isn't true. Even if your card is extremely unique and worthy of being kept by a potential customer, they still lose it. A better choice is to ask for the business card of the potential customer. This way you have the power. When the customer has your card, they make the choice of keeping the card, tossing the card, calling you, or not calling you. But if you have the address of the customer, you can add them to your mailing list and keep them informed with a newsletter. Now you're in charge of the selling instead of the customer. Those are my 11 top selling tools in order of importance.